is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Today is sentencing day in the Idaho College murders case as Brian Koberger comes face to face with the victims' families. How much we actually hear from Koberger himself is still unclear, says ABC legal analyst Shauna Lloyd.
The judge can compel Koberger to admit his guilt. He also can ask him additional questions if the judge feels as though it's warranted. We know that the family is looking for a lot of answers, such as motive and other things. Those are not typically things that they will find out at this time. Type of hearing.
Koberger expected to be sentenced to four consecutive life sentences. The Justice Department saying now it wants to talk to Jeffrey Epstein's convicted co-conspirator Ghislaine Maxwell as members of Congress continue pushing the Trump administration to release everything it has on the case. Hunger worsening in Gaza as Israel's blockade of aid continues. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff headed to Rome for talks as the U.S. tries to reach a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Allen. Police are looking for an arson suspect who targeted Oshkosh Defense. The suspect allegedly placed a box near the entrance of the Oshkosh Defense building and lit the box on fire on the morning of July 10th. The building sustained some damage. No one was hurt. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy was at EAA Air Venture in Oshkosh Tuesday. The former Wisconsin congressman said the recently passed Big Beautiful Bill includes $12.5 billion for modernization of the FAA's air traffic control system. That includes an update of the FAA's telecom system and replacing aging radar. And the boat that was abandoned for months along Lake Michigan in Milwaukee is now up for auction. Deep Thought will be sold as is with no minimum bid required. The winning bidder will be responsible for removing and transporting the boat. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
We may see a few isolated thunderstorms this morning, otherwise becoming sunny, hot, and humid today. Our high 93 with a heat index over 102 this afternoon. Tonight, 75. Tomorrow, more scattered thunderstorms with a high of 87. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. If you need a new bathroom, you might as well build yourself a nice one for $99 a month interest-free with BCI Bath and Shower. Call today, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Max FM. Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. Here are the Black Crowes, Hard to Handle on Max FM.
Let me light your candle, cause the mama I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Action speaks louder than words, and I'm a man of great experience. I know you got another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be afraid, I'm gonna prove every word I say. Let me light your candle, cause the mama I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Candle calls her mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Hard, hard to hand and out. Oh yeah, yeah, hey, yeah, yeah. Buzzer roll along and down by the dozen, and
light your candle coals and mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around.
'80s, '90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM, more music mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC, makers of Happy Home with Handy Harry. We are continuing our tribute to Ozzy Osbourne. We lost him yesterday at the age of 76. He was one of the founding members of Black Sabbath. And so we've played some Ozzy songs, and I wanted to play one of the Black Sabbath songs this morning in tribute to Ozzy Osbourne, Paranoid, on Max FM. Fab. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC, makers of Happy Home with Handy Harry. We are going to take a quick look at this weather forecast because we want to remind everyone we do have a heat advisory from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. today. We're going to see a gradually clear, becoming mostly sunny, hot, and humid, a high of 91. Heat index is up to 102 degrees. Tonight, we'll be mostly clear with a low of just 75 degrees. On Thursday, a chance of morning showers and thunderstorms, possibility of an afternoon thunderstorm with a high of 86. On Friday, partly sunny, a high of 85. Saturday, morning showers and thunderstorms, turning partly sunny with a high of 85. Sunday, warming back up, hot and humid with a high of 91. Currently, it is 73 degrees outside the Weicker Great Day Building in the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo. Emily, as I'm looking at the radar, the showers are starting to dissipate within the Baraboo area.
Well, that's good. So bring on the steam, right? That's
yes.
Just how it's going to work today and tomorrow and sort of through the weekend. But definitely today, it's going to be a hot one. Like the show opener said, is it hot enough for you? If anyone says no, please call us and tell us why, because that's crazy. No, that's fine. Some people like it hot. I don't know. This is too hot for me, though. But there's ways to cool down, stay hydrated, stay inside, or find some cool water that you dip yourself into to cool down. That is kind of the rules, I think, for this kind of heat. And boy, I just every summer and every winter, I never can continue to go without shock at the extreme temperatures in the area in which we live. Good Lord. 50 Most, degrees below zero and 100 degrees above.
Right.
Do we exist? I don't know.
One
it's
extreme
fine.
To another.
At least we say hello when we answer the phone.
Exactly. I do want to take a moment. We had received reports of a semi that was jackknifed on the Highway 33 bridge coming into Portage. We are still seeing reports that over the Wisconsin River Bridge on Highway 33, one lane is blocked to traffic because of that. So you want to avoid that area or find an alternate route that's just outside of Portage on Highway 33. So if you're going to be in that area, please plan accordingly or avoid it altogether as they work to take care of that jackknifed semi. I don't have any more details than that. I'm just going by what was texted in and based on social media reports. If a listener is close by, wants to text us an update, 608-355-9970, or text via the Free Civic Media app, that would be great. Also, if you can safely do so, you can always text us a picture as well. But please do not interfere with the activities going on in that area. And as a reminder, when emergency vehicles are present, slow down and move over. I'm going to be very blunt about that because I have had friends who have been in law enforcement, fire, EMS that have been hit and received severe injuries because the people were distracted looking at everything that was going on at those scenes. So again, the law is slow down, move over. I'm very blunt about that. That is just one of my things. So,
a lot of those things, but we know what? Most of them are pretty good and they pretty much just rely on safety consciousness and being kind to your neighbors and just being aware of what's going on around you, especially if you're right on the road. Don't text and drive. Slow down. Watch out for the other people that are working, driving, and walking while you are in your commute, because everyone else is trying to do stuff in the morning too, right?
Right, exactly. And it is mind-boggling to me of how many people have that phone in their head and while they're driving around. And again, I'm going to get off my soapbox, but there's our opportunities to use that phone. It doesn't need to be while you're driving. And we are talking about phones because some employers complain that it's difficult to deal with younger workers because sometimes they lack manners, they don't meet you in the middle, and they just do whatever they want to do. Now, this post on social media is going absolutely viral. It says, quote, "I'm a recruiter, so I do a ton of phone interviews, and something I've noticed about Gen Z specifically is a lot of them answer the phone, Emily, and they don't say anything."
The post says, quote, "I can hear their breathing and the background noise, but they wait for you to say hello first." And it isn't that they don't know who's calling or think it's something else. The recruiter says these are calls that were scheduled by the candidates and they were given the number so they know who's calling at that exact time. She said it's not necessarily a deal breaker and it's, quote, not that deep. It's just something that she's noticed many times and finds it very unusual. So what did the millennials say about this, Dave?
Okay, and this is just interesting. A millennial responded saying that a hello greeting isn't just good manners. It actually has a purpose. Quote, "We all say hello if we're picking up the phone, like answering the door. It's not just that it's considered polite, but in the case of the phone, it is to signify that you're present and have answered your phone. The person on the other end can't see you, so having a vocal indication, guess what, is very helpful."
Okay, and this is totally true, and I love that millennials are arguing on shall I say, our side. On the flip side, one reason that Gen Zers may not be saying anything is because they're the first generation to grow up without landlines and may not have picked up on what is customary or regular from back in the landline days. Even with cell phones, a lot of the communication is through text messages, not actual phone calls. So we do know that, you know, texting is the more popular way to, or the more consistent way to communicate with certain generations and maybe the only way to communicate, people literally just stopped answering the phone. And a voicemail, I mean, don't even bother. Nobody's listening to that. People didn't even have voicemail boxes set up. I mean, it's just not a thing anymore.
Or they're full. I mean, or they're that's full.
Yeah,
the other thing.
They've never looked at it. I remember one of my kids, I was leaving a message for someone, and one of my kids was like, why do you leave your phone number on the message? They know who it called. It's on their phone. And I'm like, oh, because it's just normal for us to do that because we're used to leaving.
Right.
We're used to leaving numbers on people's office lines, voice message systems through their office and or their, you know, their actual answering machine at home. And in a business call, you used to have to lay it out real clearly, say your name and your phone number twice so they could pick it up, you know, and be writing it down. Right. And now it shows up. And my kids were just, they weren't teasing me, but they were just confused. They're like, why are you leaving your phone number? And I was like, oh, because it's just so practiced for me to do that. So I'm trying to stop doing that because there's really no reason unless I'm calling someone's office line, which is very rare. Also, people finally, and I agree with this, some people say it might have to do with so many calls being spam with automated AI or bots on the other end. But that's not that different from automated calls from telemarketers that most of us have grown up with. So I don't know. I mean, the one thing we talk about a lot in our office, because we make a lot of calls out in real estate, you make a lot of calls to people that you don't have, either the call isn't, you know, scheduled. Nobody knows who you are when you're calling, or it's the first time you've spoken to somebody and you're trying to, you know, be able to make a connection with them or whatever. So there's a lot of calls that you make to quote unquote strangers. So when people don't say anything, when they pick up the phone, you're like, oh, did I even reach the right person? Like, you know, is this the wrong number? Like, are they already mad that I'm calling them? Like, there's so many feelings and thoughts that you might have about why it is they're not saying hello. Here's another one, though. They don't say goodbye either. And that gets under some people's skin. Like they just, back in the day, you hang up and you're like, okay, that's fighting words, right? Like you don't need to like say we're done with the conversation, but they don't, they just click. So it's interesting. I find it fascinating, but it's also just something you have to adjust to, you know?
Well, and it's different because we grew up in an era where that was how you knew that somebody was either initiating or finishing a conversation. And so that was a normal thing. And we go back to landline days. I mean, I think it was a nightmare when I answered my parents' phone when I was younger, because generally I didn't know who was calling, but generally I was a wise guy. You know, that's one of those where I would answer the phone sometimes inappropriately, especially if it was after 8 o'clock at night, because generally it was not anything legit. Somebody had a wrong number or something along those lines. And so, yes. And I can't say on the air how I answered the phone. I'm going to leave that one alone, too, because...
Oh, my goodness, Dave.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was a young kid. Yeah, well, you know, they were used to it. I mean, it's one of those that you always answered hello if you knew it was a legit call, right? I mean, or, you know, I don't answer hello. I'll say, good morning, this is Dave or whatever when I answer my phone. That's generally, I don't do the hello portion, but I'll just say, or I'll say, this is Dave or whatever when I answer the phone if I know it's somebody that's legit calling. Now, if it's a telemarketer or a spam call, yeah, they're going to get something that's not appropriate. I mean, people that have been around me have heard the routines that I do with these. One day I was in Corey's office after I first started here and answered the phone, and some guy was trying to sell drill bits, and you can't even imagine how that conversation went. Again,
yeah,
I'm not going
to
go.
That we need to, but we need to go down the rabbit hole.
It was fun, but I do think when you call someone, you expect to hear something on the other end, not just dead air, and that's what I equivalated to because there's nothing going on there, you know.
Yeah, no, exactly. You definitely want to have. It's one thing if you're answering the phone with some goof and with some playing around or whatever, but at least, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I gotta say this. Every time my kids get on the telephone, like literally answer their own phones or, you know, respond and call each other, it warms my heart. I'm like, oh, thank goodness. They're still using phones to call each other. And they are, even those young ones, they like talking on the phone. So they've got a lot of other ways to communicate with their friends, but they do call each other. And it's nice to see that because I would hate for like the actual phone call conversation to like fall by the wayside because of technology, because it's great to message. It's great for all the other ways you can talk with folks on social media, whatever, but like, it's different when you hear people's voices, you know, especially if they're far away and you miss them. It's nice to get a message, but I've got a good friend in Chicago and we just call each other randomly sometimes because we can all message. We do it all the time, you know, but like sometimes we just call each other. We're just, I just want to hear your voice, you know, and like, it's real. So we've established, even if you have a little hint of, I want to talk to somebody or hear their voice, just hit call. Just don't hit message. Just hit call.
Right.
Just do it. Just say hi. And that's enough. Right. So like, I encourage you all to do that. No matter how old you are, what your experience is on the phone is, if you say hello or goodbye or not at all, just sometimes just, especially if you're young out there, call your parents and grandparents. They want to hear from you.
They do. And that's the thing. I mean, and there's times where I don't feel like typing it all out. It's just easier to make that phone call. And so that is what I do. It's just easier that way, especially with everything that happened recently. So that's why I make the phone call. Sometimes it is, you know.
It is weird, though. Sometimes people that you're so used to messaging, if you call them, you have to like preempt your conversation by being like, I'm driving, so that's why I called. Like, you're almost like apologizing that you didn't message instead, because it's like weird to have people call you. It's so weird, because that used to be the only way to talk to people except for in person. So I think I have to give us some cred, because we have adjusted our ways of dealing with communication 300,000,000% since the advent of the smartphone, and everyone else is just used to it, or they didn't do it at all. We're right in the middle, right? So I think that we've
done really well.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. And that's the thing. I mean, it's, I just think it's common courtesy to acknowledge at least you're on the other end. That's just me. And so, but yeah, we'll see. You can text us and let us know your thoughts as well. 608-355-9970. You can text us anytime. Let us know your thoughts on answering the phone. Or you can also do it via the free Soak Media app. I'm kind of curious what people are thinking today on that one. How do you answer a phone? Do you answer it hello, or do you answer it some other way? Also curious about that. Text us, let us know. 608-355-9970. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. We will be back at 8:40. Emily, we're going to celebrate some calendar days.
Sounds like a plan. See you soon.
See you soon. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. Make yours a happy home with Handy Harry. Coming up, we are going to have a look at our community calendar brought to you by Pizza Ranch Baraboo, and a look at sports on Max FM.
Looking for your new go-to spot? At Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, we got your cravings covered with hot pizza, crispy chicken, all your comfort foods you love, plus desserts. Check out the weekly deals. Kids eat for less on Tuesdays. Thursdays is wing nights. And $12.99 buffets Sunday through Thursday, 7 p.m. to close. We are at 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo. Or call us at 608-448-2215. Pizza Ranch, legendary food, local fun.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. It's time for the 2025 Sauk County Master Gardeners Association Garden Tour. This will be happening on July 26th from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. Summer gardens are in their full glory. Come see nine creative and interesting gardens on display in the Sauk County Master Gardeners Association's annual tour. In addition to the tour, you can take advantage of gardening demonstrations and a fresh produce market to satisfy your curiosity and your culinary pursuits. Bring your questions for the garden hosts and the master gardeners and register for a door prize. The event will take place from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. This is a self-paced tour beginning at either of the ticket sales sites. There's a location in both Reedsburg and Wisconsin Dells. Advanced ticket sales can be purchased at the Reedsburg or Baraboo Chamber of Commerce or the Red Shed in Baraboo. Tickets are $10 in advance or $15 the day of the event. Find all the information by visiting Sauk County Master Gardeners Association on Facebook or checking out the Area Chamber of Commerce websites. Again, this will be held on Saturday, July 26th from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. Enjoy the final Whitwind concert in the Campground Series concert with the Blue Olives. This will be happening on Saturday. 6 p.m. is when the band will take the stage. Doors open at 4. Upbeat Blues will be performed. They'll also have their homemade pies and ice cream available for purchase. Bring your blankets and lawn chairs. And again, check out all the details for this event by visiting Whitwind Concerts on Facebook. And over in Portage all weekend long is the Columbia County Fair. Theme this year is Christmas in July. For all the details, including the many events happening at the Grandstand Show, plus the Beer and Wine Garden, all of the details about the exhibits that can be found and vendors at the fair, be sure to check out ColumbiaCountyFairWI.org. And of course, all these events go down at the Columbia County Fairgrounds in Portage.
Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo.
Baseball in Seattle. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers wrapping up their series today with the Mariners. Milwaukee losing last night 1-0, ending their 11-game winning streak. Pat Murphy pulled Jacob Mizorowski out in the fourth inning, even though he had a shutout going.
You can't give him that big of a rest and then let him go out there and have his normal start.
NBA. When Damian Lillard was traded to the Bucks 2 years ago, his wife filed for divorce. His three children remained in Portland. Lillard signed a deal over the weekend to return to the Trailblazers.
I didn't say nothing to him about it until Saturday when I actually signed, and they were with me. We got back in the car to go home. I got to a red light and I just turned around and my daughter was looking at me and I told her, and she was like, wait, so like we don't have to get on the airplane to Milwaukee no more? I was like, yeah, y'all don't got to get on the plane no more. And she was like, so you're going to be at your house in Portland the whole time? I was like, yeah. And she was like, what? Like, she was
with Sports on Mike Clemens.
99.7 Shot through the heart, and you're too late, darling. You give love a bad name.
Hits 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It's time for a little bit of Madonna with Borderline on Max FM.
I don't want to
90s and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. Make yours a happy home with Handy Harry. Don't forget to go over to MaxFM, bigdeals.com. Shop local and save big with our Crazy Days sale. Up to 80% off select items over at MaxFM, bigdeals.com. When you go over to MaxFM, bigdeals.com, go to the lower left corner, click on today's big deal, and you can click more deals. And that will have our full list of deals. Again, up to 80% off on select items over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. You can also go to the 99.7 MaxFM Facebook page, click directly on the link. It'll take you right there. The Crazy Days sale is 80% off on some items, could be 70% off depending on the item. And these are limited quantities for many of these. So if there's something you want to get it in your cart now. The Crazy Days sale goes through Friday night. However, with limited quantities available, if there's something you're looking at, you want to get it in your cart and check out. No code required. Shop local and say big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Coming up, we will have a look at weather on MaxFM.
How would you like to enjoy this summer with less household projects? Let Handy Harry LLC help you enjoy the weather on a new deck. Or how about upgrading your doors or windows this season? For over 18 years, this locally owned and operated business has been helping you enjoy your home. Call their office in Baraboo at 608-370-9174 today to find out more about their services, including exterior painting, power washing, staining, and so much more. Make yours a happy home with Handy Harry LLC.
Hey Baraboo, it's time to stock up and save at the Baraboo Fresh Market. This is Craig. Quench your thirst with Food Club Spring Water, 24 packs, 2 for $5. Grab Brew Pub Patriot Pizzas, 2 for $11, and Hot and Ready 8-piece roasted chicken for only $8.99. Craving a snack? Craving tortilla chips or salsa, only $1.79 each. And don't forget dessert. Bakery Fresh raspberry or blackberry pies, just $5.99. Great products, great prices, locally owned. Baraboo Fresh Market.
Looking for a great time with your pals? Head over to Pals Brewing Company, now open in Wisconsin Dells. Sip on their unique, exclusive beer flavors you won't find anywhere else, like their award-winning Honey Wheat. Try their mouth-watering pizzas with the most creative toppings around. Ever try a cheeseburger pizza with pickles or a twisted buffalo pizza loaded with sriracha ranch and blue cheese? Don't forget Wing Wednesdays for their unbeatable flight and wing specials. Enjoy it all in their pet-friendly patio. For an unforgettable time, visit Pals Brewing Company, open daily at 11 a.m. Get more details at palsdells.com.
City weather.
We may see a few isolated thunderstorms this morning, otherwise becoming sunny, hot, and humid today. Our high 93 with a heat index over 102 this afternoon. Tonight, 75. Tomorrow, more scattered thunderstorms with a high of 87. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. If you need a new bathroom, you might as well build yourself a nice one for $99 a month interest-free with BCI Bath and Shower. Call today, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Baraboo's hometown station.
You guys are awesome.
99.7 Max FM.
Anyway.
90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. Makers a happy home with Handy Harry. We are going to take a quick look at our weather forecast today. Gradually clearing and becoming mostly sunny, hot and humid with a high of 91. Heat index values up to 102 degrees. We have a heat advisory for that from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. tonight. Tonight, mostly clear with just a low of 75. Tomorrow morning, early showers and thunderstorms, and that will continue throughout the afternoon. We'll see some more of those shower and thunderstorm chances with a high of 86. On Friday, partly sunny with high of 85. Saturday, chance of morning showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny, a high of 85. On Friday, heat and humidity return, sunny and hot, high of 91. Currently 73 degrees outside the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak. Now, Emily, this just came across my feed. We just played Billy Joel, right?
Right.
Well, Billy Joel surprised a pedicab driver and his passengers who were out cruising down the streets of the Big Apple on Monday afternoon. The five-time Grammy Award winner shared his sweet streetside moment as he rolled up on the bicycle transportation service, shocking the driver who was blasting Billy Joel's 1976 hit, New York State of Mind. The driver was not immediately aware that he was in the presence of the 76-year-old Billy Joel, telling him next time before he recognized the piano man, according to the clip on Instagram. And, well, we're in the New York State of Mind always, Joel captioned on the post. And, oh, nice, we see you're playing. The unidentified driver says, reaching his hand out to greet Joel. Can I take a picture with you, please? He asked. The camera turned quickly to Joel as he smiled at the two rear seat passengers who were both equally surprised by the singer's appearance. So that's, can you imagine
fun.
That?
I think it's super fun. Yeah. Like he was able to hear himself in the moment that he was in the city and be recognized and be excited and excite somebody else and just, yeah, kind of have a moment in reality. That's cool.
Well, we know that Billy Joel was diagnosed with normal pressure hydrocephalus, which was forced him to cancel his entire slate of shows that was scheduled for 2025, including the one in Milwaukee. The Uptown Girl vocalist shared that he's doing well amid his health scare. So he is doing pretty well, and he, you know, wants to get back out on tour. I mean, Billy Joel is 76 years old. I mean, an amazing artist. And I just had to share that this morning as we happen to be playing Uptown Girl, and then we had that. I'm just like, I've got to share that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Who, I mean, you never know. Any time in your life, you might just run across a huge celebrity, especially if in New York or L.A., probably more often than maybe, you know, around here, but you never know. You might run into us.
Yeah, exactly. You never know. And we're always willing to say hi. That's one thing I will again mention is that if you ever see us out and about, feel free to say hi. I'm always glad to talk with people. I'm just me, you know.
Exactly. This is what you get. There's no difference. You just have faces along with the voices.
Exactly. And we are going to celebrate calendar days. And as we talked about in our show opener, it's appropriately hot enough for you day. And, you know, we know summer is slowly reaching its peak. And so is everyone's patience with the weather. Hot enough for you day is celebrated on July 23rd in a way to make light of the balmy and muggy heat. And we know that summer days and nights are usually filled with hot and humid atmosphere and extremely high temperatures. And we don't want people getting heat stroke or any of that type of thing. So we have a little bit of fun with it, but we also remind people, you know, make sure you're drinking liquids and so forth. And this holiday reminds us of that and pokes a little bit of fun of this as well.
Yeah, again, if it's not hot enough for you, please let us know, because I'd like to know what temperature is hot enough for you. Text us here at the radio station, and we will share your story about how it's not hot enough for you today, because it's going to be steamy. I think it's a really good day to have vanilla ice cream, because it's National Vanilla Ice Cream Day. I mean, what better way to celebrate hot enough for you day than eating some ice cream? Good old-fashioned vanilla. I do have to say, I love the old-fashioned. I love the vanilla bean. I love the vanilla ice cream that you can actually see the vanilla bean. That is my fave. So, yeah, go and enjoy that today, or really any ice cream. I mean, it's hot out. Eat ice cream.
Yes, exactly. I mean, or you can have an ice cream float. And one of my favorites is an ice cream float with Fanta orange soda. So if you've not tried that, it's outside the norm. It's delicious. We used to do it with Coca-Cola as well, but the orange Fanta is my favorite. So go out and try that. That is something I just absolutely love.
Where do you find that kind of thing, Dave? Because I feel like the 80s called and they want their Sunday back, because that is very 80s.
Well, see, you have to remember, I worked in a restaurant for many years, and so we had an ice cream machine there, and so we partook in ice cream quite often, and then we would try it with different flavors of soda. I can tell you it was gross with Mountain Dew, and so...
Oh, yeah.
That was gross.
With Mountain Dew. Like, let's be honest. We all mixed all kinds of weird stuff with Mountain Dew. Not going to talk about the specifics, and none of it turned out. So let's just move along there, because that's not advised. Just, I'm just going to say, you know what? Skip the Mountain Dew altogether.
Yeah.
Not a fan.
But try an ice cream float with orange Fanta. It's a treat. And this one I saw on Calendar Days, and I was just chuckling. Today is International Yada 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 Day, and that is celebrated from Seinfeld, which can mean so on and so forth, or blah, 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 blah. And again, it was popularized by the episode of the popular American sitcom Seinfeld. The yada, yada, yada was on the 19th episode of the 8th season in the 153rd episode. The creator said the episode was part of the inspiration for the festivity of Seinfeld. It was a revolutionary show at the time, and sitcoms in this style started a group of friends instead of a family was unheard of, and it's still popular to this day. I mean, Seinfeld was a show about nothing.
And it was, and it was full of so much something, 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 and yada, yada, yada.
No soup for you.
I used to say that all the time. Like, you know, if you say that now, people, I think I even asked my kids, like, do you know what yada, yada, yada is? I think they said yes, but I feel like it's because we made them watch Seinfeld, which they enjoy. So, like, Seinfeld has lasting power for sure in terms of its, I mean, the physical comedy of those four interacting is just, even Kramer just rolling through the door. I mean, the way he falls in the door, like, it is something of beauty. So if you haven't watched Seinfeld at all or recently, turn it back on. I mean, today's the day to be inside anyways, right? Turn the AC on.
Right.
Throw a couple of Seinfelds in your DVD player if you still roll like that, or stream it or whatever, and yada, yada, yada through your day. I feel like that applies to our radio show at times, but hopefully you all hear something other than yada, yada, yada when we're talking. But
You never know with us.
Yada, at least it'll hopefully make you smile. You know what else makes people smile? I know, and this has lasting power as well, is sprinkles. So if you're going to go have some vanilla ice cream, or even, I don't know how this would work out, but an orange Fanta float, you could put sprinkles on top of that and just kind of go for it. Sprinkles are weird. I don't know what they're made out of. I think they're just 100% sugar, like hardened. I don't know. If somebody knows what sprinkles actually are, let us know. But all they do is make things prettier. It's like glitter. So just go for it. Glitter for your Sunday. It's called the sprinkle, and enjoy that today while you're inside watching Seinfeld eating ice cream.
Sprinkles! Yeah, that's from one of the commercials that was out with Tag Team, in case anyone's trying to figure out what that was from. And that was absolutely funny as well. And this one is so neat. It, again, we're talking about calendar days for July 23rd. It is National Gorgeous Grandma Day. And maybe you call her Nana, maybe you call her Granny, and maybe you call her when you're in trouble, because you know she will always be there for you at the drop of the hat. Whatever the case may be, today is her day. But it's not just Grandma Day. Oh, no. We celebrate National Gorgeous Grandma Day to tell Grandma how stunning she really is.
I really like that. I like how through the generations, grandmas are going to look different, right? So like me as a grandma is going to look way different than my grandmas did, because my grandmas were still sporting their hairstyles from like the 40s and 50s with the, you know, with the short hair that they had to go in and get set with the rollers and everything. That's not going to be what the grandmas look like when I'm the grandma or when I'm of that age. So it's just interesting because the picturesque grandma is this kind of lady with this short curl hair. And I think that that's because of that's the style of hair from those ladies grew up in that generation. So anyways, it's really interesting to think about how things like that will change. You know, you never know how you're going to answer the phone. You never know how you're going to look when you're a grandparent, or how your grandparents might look to you.
Right. That's exactly it. And so as things happen, things do change. And it's just like we talked about with answering the phone, things change over time. And so we adjust accordingly. And I still will always answer the phone with some sort of verbal command. So
yes, we will.
The other thing I want to remind everyone of is that it is our Crazy Day sale over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. We have up to 80% off select items in the store through Friday. No code required. Go over to the lower left corner, click on the big deal of the day, and you can take advantage of that. Now, some of these are limited quantities, so you don't want to wait to purchase them either. So, again, Crazy Day sale over at MaxFMBigDeals.com going on through Friday. 80% off selected items. Emily, you'll be back with us on your favorite day of the week tomorrow.
It's going to be Thursday tomorrow. I'm looking forward to that. Hey, look, everybody, have a great day out there. Stay cool, though. Stay hydrated, really. Eat some ice cream sprinkles. It sounds wonderful, but stay cool, drink water, and have a really great Wednesday.
Yes, that's a great reminder. Drink plenty of water. I got mine here in studio with me as well. I will stay with you until 11 o'clock this morning, and then Jay will be in to take you through your midday, and then Mace Michaels is filling in for Aaron Carreno, and then the one and only Wendy Grant will be in at 8 p.m., and then she was actually filling in for the next 2 weeks. In case anyone's curious, I looked at our schedule, so yes, we have a few people in and out on vacations this week, you know. It's that time of the year for vacations. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC, makers a happy home with Handy Harry. We're going to get you back into a 50-minute music hour. We're on Max FM.
Things are crazy around here at Max FM Big Deals. It's our annual Crazy Days Sidewalk Sale. Score jaw-dropping savings without even leaving your couch. 50 to 80% off gift certificates to your favorite local businesses. But hurry. These deals are going fast during our biggest sale of the year. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com right now and get in on the crazy savings with MaxFM Big Deals.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has again been selected as one of the best places to work by Modern Healthcare. This is Bob Van Matren, President and CEO. I'm proud to announce that Reedsburg Area Medical Center has received this prestigious national honor for the fourth time. This is a testament to the remarkable people who tirelessly work each and every day providing exceptional care and service. I'm thankful to every team member who contributes to the culture, which truly makes RAMC one of the best places to work. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Enjoy the sunshine and bring your family to Baraboo Concerts on the Square this Thursday evening. Enjoy Moe Onions from 7 to 9. With a rich mix of deep grooves, funky rhythms, and smooth melodies, they capture the essence of the Stax Records House band that shaped the sound of soul, R&B, and blues. Go to Baraboo Concerts on the Square for sponsorship information. Baraboo Concerts on the Square, sharing community through music.
I can't believe how spotless my floors look after using the Swiffer Power Mop. No more dragging around a heavy mop and messy bucket. Now I get the same deep clean without all the work. Thanks to the powerful solution and scrubbing pad of the Swiffer Power Mop, dirt and grime don't stand a chance, and I don't break a sweat. Mic drop. I mean, mop drop. Swiffer Power Mop. Swiffer Power Mop. A smarter way to mop. Try it or your money back.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
Let the music play on, play on, play on. Everybody sing, everybody dance. Lose yourself in wild romance. We're going to party, caramba, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing along. We're going to party, caramba, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing along. All in. Let the music play on, play on, play on. Feel it in your heart and feel it in your soul. Let the music take control. We're going to party, climbing, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing my song.
Come join the fun, it's a merry
is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.